Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. 4 years ago, bike racer Ariel Martin crashed in the world quarterfinals and missed her chance to compete in Beijing. But she wasn't about to let that happen again. The Cedar Hills native and BYU grad placed fourth in the BMX World Championships this past May, and now she's headed to London for the 2012 Summer Games. And today on the program, Ariel Martin joins us to talk about realizing her Olympic dreams. And Ariel, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to be on. I'm glad to be here.
Ariel Martin started riding bikes without training wheels before she turned three. She became the youngest girl pro on the national circuit at age 15. And since then, she's racked up numerous awards, including top honors at the Supercross World Cup Series in 2008 and 2010. She landed a spot, as I mentioned, on the U.S. Team headed to London this month for the 2012 Olympics. And she's joining us via Skype, where she's training at the Olympic Training Center in Chula Vista, California. We may get a few blips and blobs as we talk, but Ariel, it's great to have you here.
Yeah, it's cool. It's an opportunity to, you know, kind of talk to my hometown crowd in Utah. I love it.
If you've got questions or comments about what it takes to be a world-class athlete, or if you're curious about the BMX technique, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Ariel, there's this great picture on your website of you as just a toddler. You're 2, maybe 3 years old, and you're balancing on the front wheel of this tiny dirt bike with no training wheels. How did BMX racing become such a central part of your life at such a young age?
You know, my dad raced in the late 80s, just recreationally, had a lot of fun with it. And I grew up going to the track with him. My earliest memories are of being at the BMX track and of riding my bike. I don't remember not being on a bike. That's how long it's really been a part of my life. And so for my fifth birthday, I got my very first actual race bike. I'd been begging, you know, for a couple of years to get out there and ride. And they had a big wheels class, which if you can find a big wheel today, that's a miracle in itself. But I was ready for the two wheels. I wanted off that three-wheeled deal. And my fifth birthday, it was all systems go. And they sent me down the hill for the first time, and I never looked back.
Do you remember that first moment that you had on a racetrack? I mean, you started racing before kindergarten, pretty much.
Yeah, you know, I can't remember it, to be honest. I wish I could. I remember it's all a blur. It all kind of blends together, being that young. Mm-hmm. I remember riding around in the driveway when I got the bike. But the first race, the second race, the third race, it all kind of blends together now.
I understand you grew up in Cedar Hills in Pleasant Grove. You attended Lone Peak High School. What did your teachers, your neighbors, your friends, I mean, what did they think about this blossoming racing career?
I think when I was younger, they thought it was kind of a fun hobby, something kind of cool. As I started traveling nationally and we'd had to make arrangements with my teachers, when I was 10 years old, I went to my first national competition in California. You know, my parents had to come in and kind of talk to the teachers a little bit about what was going on. And then as I got older through junior high and high school, it was day one of classes. I had to go talk to the teachers and say, hey, look, school always comes first. Education is a priority, but I am going to be missing classes. Are you willing to work with me? And 9 times out of 10, they totally were. And if they weren't able to work with me, then we just made the adjustments.
Hmm. At what point did you realize you had Olympic potential and Olympic ambition?
It's kind of crazy how it all came together for me. My very first Olympics that I remember watching was Atlanta in 96. And just being completely inspired by the women's gymnastics team. Carrie Strug, you remember that infamous broken leg or broken ankle?
Yes, that landing.
That was amazing, right? And I remember at that young age, at 10 years old, thinking, I want to do that. I want to be an Olympian. I want to go and try that out. And, of course, at that point, BMX wasn't an Olympic sport. As we got closer to the Sydney Games, there were whisperings about maybe BMX coming in as an exhibition sport. By that point, I was, like, totally enthralled with track and field. I loved Michael Johnson, Marion Jones. I was glued to the Sydney Olympics watching them, and shortly thereafter, they actually announced that BMX was going in. So it was kind of like my dream of being an Olympian and the sport I loved kind of came together about my senior year of high school, 2002, 2003. I realized that I had a real shot at it.
We're speaking with Ariel Martin. Is it Ariel or Ariel?
Ariel.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Ariel Martin, she is a BMX racer, and she is from Cedar Hills. She's now training at the Olympic Training Center in Chula Vista, California, where she joins us. She's headed to London this month for the 2012 Games. If you'd like to join us, if you've got questions or comments for Ariel, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number. How do you train for BMX? What are the particular physical traits, skill set that you need to compete at, you know, this elite level?
At this level, it's really a 9-to-5 deal, maybe even earlier and later on some days. I wake up pretty early in the mornings. I hop on my trainer first thing when I get out of bed, and that's just kind of to wake the body up, get everything moving. Usually I'm a little stiff after, you know, the previous day's training. It also helps to keep my body comp down. I'll spend 30 to 40 minutes, grab a bite to eat, breakfast, and maybe answer a few emails, take care of some business, and then I'm out on the track. And our morning sessions out on the Supercross course usually last about 3 hours. We're out there 9 to 12, a little break for lunch, and then afternoon session, which could consist of anything from weights to a sprint session. Sometimes I'll throw in a mountain bike ride or a road ride to mix things up. And then after that, it's all recovery. I spend quite a bit of time actually doing recovery down here. We have a great performance services team that's behind us. You know, things like massage, acupuncture, chiropractic work, physical therapy is needed, ice tubs, hot baths. Things like that to make sure that the body's, you know, prepped and ready for the next day of training.
Seems like BMX racing requires a tremendous amount of balance. How do you maintain your balance at all times and kind of hone that ability?
Yeah, the physicality of it is pretty wide ranged, and the things that we need. Balance is incredibly important. We start balancing in the start gate. I, of course, picked that up, you know, when I was 5 years old. So that kind of trait has come with me through the last 21 years of competing. But we do some stuff in the gym, ball balancing tricks, jumping up on med balls, jumping off of med balls, things like that. When I'm at home with my husband in Washington, we've been asked if we were circus performers. It's quite interesting the kind of training that we do. But balance is very important to BMX.
Speaking with Ariel Martin, she is one of 15 members of the U.S. Riders headed to London for the Summer Games this month. If you'd like to join us, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Let's go to the phones. This is Alex. Alex calling from Texas. I guess you're listening online.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Go right ahead.
Hey, Ariel. It's Alex. Remember me, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Amy the Bee's dad. Hey, we just want to wish you a lot of good luck over there, and we know you're going to bring home the gold, and, you know, we've always been proud of you, and you showed Bailey so much when she was little and was still racing. We couldn't have done it without you, especially in France. When we went to France for the World Championship, she gave her a lot of encouragement, if you remember. So,
I hope you guys are doing well. That means a lot.
Yeah, Alex. We don't have a great connection, but thank you so much for the wishes. Ariel, I guess this is a former teammate?
Actually, yeah, he was a supporter of mine a couple years ago. It kind of helped me out financially. It's tough go as a woman in the sport sometimes, being able to financially get to the races. And he helped fund me to my very first World Championships overseas, which was in France. So, Alex, thanks a bunch. You've been a big supporter for a long time.
Alex, thanks for the call. 801-355-TALK is our number. Can you talk about the dynamics of being a woman in this sport? I mean, it's not traditionally thought of as a women's sport.
It's not, and I love the aspect of that. it's kind of crazy. As a little kid, I didn't think anything of it. I didn't think that I was, you know, a minority, really. I didn't realize that. As I got older, I started picking up on it, but most of the guys around me are very, very supportive. They think it's very cool seeing a woman in an action sport doing what I'm doing. I've caught, you know, much more support than I have grief for it. And as I've, you know, gotten older and kind of learned more about the importance of my role as a role model to women in sports, and I really strive to be an inspiration to those that are kind of, you know, concerned about maybe branching into a sport that's more male dominant. And the advantages of that, especially, you know, celebrating Title IX. This year, 40 years of women in sports, it's very
exciting. Do you find that more women are finding their way to BMX racing?
The progression of women in the sport has been amazing. Just in the last 4 years since Beijing, really, our depth, our talent pool, it was a lot harder to qualify myself this time around just because we've had so many girls that are up at this level now. that have gone through this amazing program that UCI Cycling has developed to help kind of spur that growth within the women and in the sport and getting them up onto the World Cup level.
You mentioned Beijing 2008. You were the contender. I mean, you were the leader going into the trials, and you took a bad fall. You crashed. How did that incident affect your riding and your attitude today?
It was incredibly disheartening when it happened. I didn't realize the possibility that I couldn't go. By all intents and purposes, I thought I was there. Like I said, I was leading points, but we thought we had two positions, and that was the real tragedy, is we lost our second position. Jill and I, you know, for the last couple months prior to that race, had kind of separated ourselves amongst the rest of the women, and we were training partners, roommates, and we talked every day about going to Beijing together. And so when that didn't happen, I felt like I failed, because I lost my individual position. I lost our second country position, and it was pretty horrible, to be honest, going through that at the time. But looking back on it 4 years later, I'm grateful for the experience, because it really taught me a lot about perseverance. It taught me, it humbled me, taught me a lot about what it takes to be mature and to overcome obstacles. And I'm a better rider and a better person and a better athlete for it today, without a doubt.
We've got about a minute left, but you're headed to London. What does success look like for you as you head to the Summer Games?
I'm absolutely thrilled to be representing my country. That's the biggest thing for me. The Olympics, it's going to be a race. It's going to be another race against the girls that I've raced for the last 4 years, the last 8 years. I know the competition quite well, but it's different in the aspect that I'm actually representing my country at the biggest world stage. I'm proud to be an American, and I'm so proud to go over there, wear the red, white, and blue, and to show the world what I've got as an American.
Ariel Martin, she is a BMX racer. She's headed to London for the 2012 Olympics. Grew up in Cedar Hills, Utah, a BYU grad. And Ariel, thanks so much for your time today, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
City Views is a production of KCPW News in Salt Lake City. Thanks to Lauren Hendrickson. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. Join us tomorrow. One of the most sought-after midwives in Utah, Laureen Kingston, will join us. Join us for that conversation tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.